Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 349 for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, as most outside oilseed markets were also up overnight. Canola was $1 to $3 higher, the May contract up $1.50 at $457.70 per ton. Chicago soybeans, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all firmer today. A lack of significant farmer selling as producers are turning their attention to spring field work was also noted, but on the other side of the large U.S. soybean crop prospects and good South American production did limit the upside potential in canola. A turn higher in the Canadian dollar following earlier weakness was also putting some pressure on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were higher while corn and wheat both held closer to unchanged. Soybeans were up 5 to 10 cents, the May contract up 10 at $9.70 per bushel. Speculative short covering accounted for most of the strength in beans, as that market continued to recover off the six-month lows hit earlier this week. Mounting concerns over harvest delays in Argentina due to untimely rains were also somewhat supportive. In addition, there's some talk that China may be looking to buy more soybeans going forward, as their own crop might be down on the year. For corn, the futures were trading within a penny of unchanged, the May contract up a quarter cent at 373 and three quarters per bushel. Large world supplies and a lack of significant demand were both putting pressure on values, with relatively favorable U.S. planting weather another bearish influence. Wheat was narrowly mixed as that market attempted to see some consolidation after posting large losses in recent days. However, the path of least resistance remains pointed down for the time being, with the improving U.S. moisture situation weighing on prices. Oversold price sentiment did provide support on the other side, helping temper the declines. In other wheat news, a buyer for the CWB was announced this morning. G3 Global Grain Group is a new joint venture between Bunge and Saudi Arabia's SALIC, and it will acquire a majority 50.1% ownership interest in the former Canadian Wheat Board, with the majority interest held in worth the minority interest held in trust for farmers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.